Okay, Rabosai. Today's daf is Brachos daf Lamed Hey. We finally begin the Brachos section of Mesechta Brachos. Although I guess Brachos Kriyas Shema kind of counts. But we get into food. All right, it says the Hilge Mishneh, Keitza Mevarchin Al Peros. How do you make a bracha on fruit? What is the bracha on fruits? So the Mishneh says Al Peros, Eilan Homer Bar Pri Eitz. Chutz Min Ayayin. The only fruit that does not get a Bar Pri Eitz is wine. Obviously, that seems a little strange, but Rashi writes, "Mitoch shechashivuso kovulo bracha la'atzmo v'chein la'pas." We're going to talk about wine and bread as opposed to grapes and grain, because that's the highest form of that fruit. So anyway, so you say ha'etz and all the fruit, except for wine, shalayayin omer bar priya gofen. Val peres ha'aretz on vegetables, hu omer, the person says, bar priya dama. Chutz min hapas, except for bread. Shal hapas, hu omer amotzi lechem min haaretz, right? We know we say amotzi. Val hayirakos, hu omer bori pri ha'adama. I guess fruit of the land and vegetables, I guess, are fruit that grow close to the ground, as opposed to vegetables that are, I guess, in the ground. Okay, seder. Rabbi Yehuda omer bori mini disamim. No, Rabbi Yehuda says that for each vegetable, you need to specify in terms of what species it is. That's Rashi writes. Rabbi Yehuda boy heker bracha l'chol min v'min. You need to actually have a more specified bracha for each food, right? For hadama, for desayim, for grass, for grains, etc., for legumes, for kidneys. All right, okay. Vayter says the Gemara. Minani mili. How do you know that you need to make a bracha beforehand? Now, just to spoil it for you, because it gets a little bit roundabout and a little bit tangential and back and forth, and with the logic, the Gemara is going to try and prove it from a pasuk. In the end, it's going to say, you know, we really can't prove it from a pasuk. El svarahi, really, rather, it's there's no mucker for a bracha rishona. It's just logic. It's not a pasuk from the Torah. It's not din d'oraisa, right? It's din d'rabbanan. But that's going to be all the way at the bottom of the amud. So let's dive in. Tana rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. Kodesh hilulim l'Hashem. Now Rashi writes that, but again, what is that pasuk talking about? That hilulim, two hallels. When do we praise Hashem? Twice. What's that double hallel? Rashi writes, Benetar Avai Ksiv. It's talking about Netar Avai. Netar Avai, we know that there's halacha that the fourth year of a tree or a vine or whatever is produce, so that stuff needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The first three are Orla, the first 3 years of the tree's life, you can't eat the fruit, and the fourth year you take it up to Yerushalayim. So that's possible. There's a machlokas whether that applies to Netar Avai, which is fruit and trees and stuff like that, or Kerem Ravai, if it's only Kerem Ravai, if it's only by grapes. So the pasuk there says by Netar Ravai, yeah, implies that there are two Hilulim, there are two Hallels, there are two praises that we do for Hashem. Malame Shetunim Bracha Lefneim L'Achareim. We need to make a bracha before and after when we eat fruit. Right? Again, the Netar Ravai is Motar Ba'achila, we bring it to Yerushalayim, we can eat it, so there are two Hallels. So therefore, we need a bracha before and after. Mikan Amar Rabbi Kiva, Asur la'adam shi'itam klum kodem shi'ivarech. It's asur for anybody to taste anything before he makes a bracha. It's actually kind of not true, right? We paskin that if you're just tasting something, so then it's not considered, if you put it in your mouth and you spit it out, so that's not considered, something that requires a bracha. But anyway, you can't eat. I mean, if you're just like tasting food Erev Shabbos, we're holding on Erev Shabbos. So if you taste the soup, so that's not necessarily something that requires a bracha. But Rabbi Kiva says, right, you're not allowed to eat anything before you make a bracha. Vay kodesh hilulim l'hachi huda asa. Gemara says, wait a second. That pasuk kodesh hilulim teaches me something else. The hachi huda asa. It's teaching me something. Teaches me this. Hai mibayale, it teaches me two things. Chad, A, the Amar Achman, the pasuk, the Torah says, Achle v'hader achle, meaning make it chilul, mechalel, make sure that the fruit is chulin. Right, if you learn Gerashi, Hai mibayale, hilulim lashon chilulim. You interchange the hay and the chet. So chad minayu, one of the halels, the chilul, is meaning al then you have to redeem the netar avai, make sure, and then you go eat it in Yerushalayim. So when you redeem it, that's the first halal, achle v'hader achle, that you have to make it chilul, you have to make it chulin, Ve'idach, back in the Gemara, and the other one comes to teach me, Davar aton shira ton chilul. Ve'ishen aton shira in ton chilul. That the only thing that requires revai is bakerim, because that is something that that is ton shira, that is requires singing, requires praise. We're going to prove that grapes are that shayach to shira in a second. But basically, the first thing that hilulim, according to this brisa, teaches me that is that you have to redeem the fruit, and that the only fruit that applies to netar revai is kerem, is really kerem revai. Okay, that really only grapes are shayach to this law of the fourth year, bring it to Yishalayim, etc., etc. Now, how do you know that? What is grapes? How do you know the grapes are shayach to shira? Kedrav Yishmo Bar Nachmanid. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin she'in omim shira ela alayayin. That you only say shira on the wine. What shira? So Rashi writes, Halavim shir shal korban b'mikdash ela alayayin b'nesach niskem mizbeach. The shir for the Levim would sing would be sung when they did the nisach hayayin, when the pouring of the wine on the mizbeach. So how do you know that that's when it's done? Shemar the pasuk says, "Vatomer lahen nagefen chadalti es tiroshim ham sameach elokim v'anashim." Right, tirosh is wine. If tirosh is misameach elokim v'anashim, so then wine is what does that. Im anashim misameach elokim v'amem misameach. Right, again, men become happy when they drink wine. But what is it? Kosh Baruch Hu obviously doesn't get drunk. What does that mean? That Hashem is made happy by wine. Mikan she'in omrim shira el alayayin. That you say the shir halavim in the Beis Hamikdash was said over the Nisuch Hayayin, and therefore you see that wine requires Shira, and anything that has to do requires Shira requires Chilul, and that's how you know that only Kerem Revai is what's Shayach to these laws of the fourth year, bring it to Yerushalayim, etc. But only something that has Shira, and that's only wine. Okay, so that's a question. How could you, again, just to backtrack, how could you use the Pasuk of Kodesh Hilul Hashem to teach me that you need to make a bracha? You already have two things that you learn out from that pasuk: A, that you have to be mechal the food that you bring to your shalayim, and B, that only grapes are shayach to the halacha of revai. So the Gemara says, Hanicha l'mandatani netar revai. So you can learn, Hanicha, it works, according to the guy who says that really there's a halacha of netar revai, meaning you can use the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim Hashem to teach me you need a bracha before and after. According to the guy who says that really it's netar revai and not only kerem revai, because the whole source for the fact that revai applies only by grapes is this pasuk. But if you don't hold that revai is only by grapes, and you hold that revai applies to all the fruit, so then you can use that pasuk to teach me that you have to make a bracha before and after. Elamandatani kerem revai, laikalamimar. According to the guy who holds that revai is only by kerem, what are you able to say? Where are you drawing from this pasuk of Kodesh Hilul Hashem? Where do you get a pasuk that teaches me you need to make a bracha before and after? But he uses that pasuk to teach me that it's Kerem Revai and not Netzah Revai. Itmar Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Barabbi. We said in the name of Rabbi Shimon. We have a machlokas between the two of them. Chad Tani Kerem Revai, Chad Tani Netzah Revai. It's a machlokas. This is the machlokas we've been quoting. One of them holds that Revai applies to fruit, and one of them holds that Revai applies only to grapes. Well, the Tani Kerem Revai, and furthermore, let's drill down a little bit deeper, right? The question is not only on the guy who holds the Kerem Revai, right? It's only on half of them, because Hanicha, it works. You can still use the Pasuk of Hilulim, Iyalif Gzera Shava. If he learns Gzera Shava, the Tani Rebbe Omer, Nemer, Kan Lahosif Kan Tuasov, Nemer, Halam Tuas Akerem, Malahalan Kerem, Afkan Kerem, right? There are two psukim over there. Lahosif Lachem Tuasov is by Netzah Revai. And Tuvua Sakarim is a pasuk by Kielayim. Within the camp that holds that Revai only applies by Kerem, only applies by grapes, there are two ways to learn that. One of them is from our pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim, and another one is from Gzera Shava over here, but between Netzah Revai and Kielayim. And just like Kielayim is by grapes, Tuvua Sakarim, that's what the pasuk says, grapes and I guess tvua and grain, so that would be kelayim. So too, netzah revai is only by kerem. So that's one group of people. And then they're fine, because if they learn that kerem revai is only kerem revai based on this gzera shama, so they have the pasuk of kodesh hilulim free to teach me that I need to make a bracha. So that's what the Mishnah says, that's the Gemara says. Aitzer lechad hilul of bracha. They still have one of the hilulim to teach me that you need to make a bracha. The real question is on the people who don't learn Gzera Shava. If they don't use the Gzera Shava to teach me that Revai applies by Kerem. Rather, they use this second drusha of Hilulim, bracha min alei. How do they get, where do they get a bracha from? How do you know that you make a bracha on food? Vinami, but also, on the other hand, Yalev Gzera Shava, according to those who learn the Gzera Shava, Ashkechana Achra, of Lefon of Minayim. Well, that doesn't really work so much, because what did you use Kodesh Hilulim Lashem? Kodesh Hilulim means Hilulim, two brachas, two halels. So, well, they only have one halel free, because they use, right, they need to learn Mechalel V'Ochel, right, for the first drasha that we had by Hilulim. They use the second Hilulim to teach me that you make a bracha, but that's only one bracha. Where do you know that you make a bracha beforehand? So Gemara says, "Hi, lo kasha." That's not a kasha. But dasi bekavachomer, because they bring it. They have a kavachomer. Kshu sovea mevarich. Kshu ra'ev lo kol shekein. If we know that you make a bracha when you're full, right? If the Hilulim teaches me according to this school of thought that the Hilulim teaches me you need a bracha afterwards, so certainly if you're, and once you're full, you make a bracha. Certainly if you're starving, so you should also make a bracha. Okay. So according to that camp, you know that you make a bracha on wine from the pasuk of Hilulim. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechan Kerem. So that teaches me that, you know, we need to make a bracha on wine, on grapes. I get that from the pasuk of Hilulim, but Shar Mini Minayin. So where do you know that you need to make a bracha on the rest of, all the other species, all the other produce? So the Gemara says, the Aleph Mikerem, you should learn it out from Kerem. Ma Kerem Davrish Hanene V'Ton Bracha, just like wine is something that you get hana'a from and requires a bracha. I've called Davrish Hanene V'Ton Bracha. So everything you get hana'a from requires a bracha. So the Gemara says, that doesn't make so much sense. That logic doesn't work. Because Igel HaMifrach, you could differentiate Ma LeKerem Shein Kein Chayev V'Ololos. Keren is Chayev and Ololos. Ololos is that you have to leave the little tiny, not really ripe grapes on the vine. It's kind of like the equivalent of, when you have a field, you have like a shecha and peah. So you also have an Indian. Olos is the same thing on grapes, right? The pasuk says of karmecholos olel, right? You have certain types of grapes you have to leave on the vine for poor people. So that would tell me, right? Grapes are different than other produce. You don't have to do that for apples or grapes or pears or whatever it is. So you see that grapes are different. Right, again, just when the Gemara's logic goes back to back, if this and therefore kavachomer this, you have to compare two things that are similar. If something is different, right, if you're comparing grapes to apples, and grapes have this extra halacha of ololos, so apparently they're not comparable. Right, you can't use one to teach me a halacha about the other because they're not the same ballpark, they're not the same realm. So that's what the Gemara is trying to do. Kerem is different because they have ololos. So the Gemara says, kamatochiach, grain will prove that it's not true, that the fact that you have ololos is not relevant. Why? Because kama, right, we see the pasuk says, right, you have to bench, right, when you have lechem, right, Rashi explains, lechem, and then it says, we know b'daraisa that you need to bench. So grain requires a bracha afterwards. It doesn't have this halacha of ololos. So therefore, we see that in two instances, where you get hana, so you have to make a bracha afterwards, so certainly you have to make a bracha beforehand. And that's what the Gemara says, but wait a second, malakamash kein chayves b'chala. Grain is different because it has an extra halacha of chala, a special halacha that you don't have to take chala from apples or any pears or whatever it is, but you do have to take chala from anything you make with grain. So kerem yochiach, kerem proves to me that little aspect of chala is not significant, right? Even though the grain has a special extra halacha of challah, kerem doesn't, and yet you see that you do need to make a bracha chorna on wine. V'chazer adin, therefore the logic goes back. Lo rizek riza. Grapes, wine, and bread, and grain are not necessarily exactly the same, but zatzad ha-shava shebahem, but the bottom line, the common denominator is davar shehaneh nevatan bracha. They're both something that give you hana, and they require a bracha afterwards. I've called davar shehaneh nevatan bracha, therefore anything you get hana from will require a bracha. So Gemara says, wait a second, mal tzad ha-shava shebahem, the common denominator is different than everything else, shekein yesh b'em tzad mizbeach, that you bring wine and grain on the mizbeach, right? Wine you have nisach hayayin, and the grain you bring with korban mincha and other things that you have the shtei alechem, etc. Ve'asinami zayis, that you could include olives. The isbeitz ad mizbeach, you also have olive oil, is also one of the components of korban mincha. So you could also include zayis in this whole Kal v'chomer. V'zayis mitzav mizbeach ozi. The Gemara says, wait a second, you can't include olives from this whole common denominator of being offered on the korban, because b'ha behevi yaksiv. It's pashuk. He says it straight up, written in the pasuk, that we know that zayis is included to make a bracha. Ksiv be kerem, ksiv vayivar migadish v'ad kama. Viad Kerem Zayas. You see, when Shimshon burned down all of the fields, right, we see that it groups them together. Gadish, Kama, Kerem Zayas. And Shimshon burned everything together. You see that they're all linked. Amarava, Kerem Zayas, Ikri, Kerem, Stama, Lo Ikri. So, no. Meaning, well, the Pasuk called it a Kerem Zayas, that a vineyard of olives, so you might think that olives is included in Kerem. So Rav Papa says, I don't know. Kerem Zayas Ikri, Kerem Stamalo Ikri. Kerem is, Zayas is never called Kerem. Zayas is never called Kerem, and therefore it has to be learned from the Tzad HaShava, the Tzad that they have Mizbeach. But Mikomakom, regardless, Kasha, we still have a problem with the Tzad HaShava. Again, we're trying to learn that from the fact that you should make a bracha achrona on wine and bread, therefore you should make a bracha on all things. But those two things are different because they have a tzad mizbeach. They're both brought on the korban. So you can't learn brachos from one to the next, from wine and bread to all other foods, because wine and bread are different. They're brought on the mizbeach. Rather, we have to learn the Indian of bracha from the shivas haminim. Right, Rashi writes just to point out that but it says that v'chal tov zvadu v'rachta by shivas haminim. Right, we know they have to make a bracha achrona. Right, ma'ala shivas haminim davar shenen nevetom bracha. Back in the Gemara, just like shivas haminim, we eat, we get benefit, and they require a bracha. Af kol davar shenen nevetom bracha. So too, everything that we get benefit from requires a bracha. So Gemara says that's not so comparable either, because ma'ala shivas haminim shekin chayav bebikurim. The shivas haminim are also a little bit special, much more special than other things. Right, we bring Bikurim, first fruits. The farmer goes into his vineyard or his orchard or whatever it is, and any bikurim from the first fruits, the little buds, right? He marks off the first bud of the season, and he brings those fruits to Yerushalayim. That's only by the Shivas Haminim. That's not by apples, pears, etc. So you see that you can't compare the two. The Ode, and also Hatenach La'achra of the Far of Minayin, right? We've been talking about a bracha afterwards, right? We say that you have to make a chalta v'zavata v'erachta. Right, the whole time we've been talking about a bracha la'achrav, but lefun of minayin. How do you know you need to make a bracha beforehand? So Gemara says, "Hello, Kasha. That's not a question. Dasi b'kavachomer. Right, we had that kavachomer beforehand. Kishu sovea, when you're full mevarich, you have to make a bracha. Kishu ra'if l'kol shekein, certainly when you're starving, so you're about to benefit from the fruit, you certainly should make a bracha. So that's not really a kasha, but still we have the problem that you can't compare shivas haminim to the rest of the food groups." So Gemara goes back and says, "Ulman detani netaravai hatenach." It's not even good according to the guy who says netaravai. We started this whole conversation by saying that whoever holds that revai applies to all fruits can use Kodesh Hilul Hashem to teach me that you have a bracha before and after. But that doesn't even work for that guy, because kol davar netia. That's anything that is planted. So, okay, we have a bracha that teaches me anything that grows in the ground, you need to make a bracha. Delav bar netia, but something that's not planted, doesn't grow from the ground, like basar, beitzim, dogim, right, meat, eggs, fish, minale, how do you know you have to make a bracha? Ella, rather, Gemara says, svarahu, it's logic, it's not a pasuk, it's not a dindaraisa, but it's a svara, asr lo la'adam shi'ena min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, it's asr for someone to benefit from this world without first thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without first making a bracha. Tanu Rabbana. Now we're going to have a bunch of statements about making brachos, etc., etc. Asr lo la'adam she'enem in olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's asr for a person to benefit from this world without a bracha. V'chol anenem in olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Mal. Anybody who does this is mal. Rashi writes, k'nenem in a hektesh. It's as if you've taken something from the Beis HaMikdash, right? We know there's an Isra Me'ila. You're not allowed to benefit from things that are holy. Right, something has kedushas betekavayis, kedushas mizbeach. You're not allowed to use it for yourself. So the world is a holy place, assumes the Gemara. And if you use any of it, right, Gosh Baruch Hu created it, without making a bracha, you're violating that Isra Me'ila. Ma'ita kante, how do you fix it? Yelek etel chacham. You should go to a Talmud chacham. Gemara says, "Yelechitz al chacham. You're going to go to Talmud chacham. My Amitlay, what is he going to do for you? Right? Halavi le yisura. You just violated an iser. Right? You make a bracha. You eat an apple without making a bracha. You stole from a kodesh baruch hu. You're a mal. So what's Talmud chacham going to do? El amarava yelechitz al chacham meikara. Rather, no. You should go to Talmud chacham originally. V'yiladenu brachos." And he'll teach you the halachas of brachos, kedesh lo yavo lidei me'ila, so you don't come to violate this issue of eating a holy thing, using a holy thing without making a bracha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol anena me'ol mahazav lo bracha, kilu nena mikodshi shamayim. Right, similar idea. If you benefit from this world, it's as if you're taking things from kodshi shamayim, from stuff in the Beis HaMikdash, shenemar l'shem ha'aretz u'mlo'a, because the pasuk says, Hashem owns the whole world, all of it, everything that fills it. Rabbi Levi Ramiksev. Rabbi Levi pointed out that there are some interesting. Did I say Rami Levi? I'm going to Rami Levi later. That's funny. Rabbi Levi pointed out a steer in Psukim. He said, "Lashem Aretz Umloa." The pasuk says that Hashem owns the entire world. Uksiv, but this pasuk also says, "Right into Tehillim, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem V'Aretz Nesan Levnei Adam." Right, the land was given to man. So how does that work? Lokasha Kan Kodem Bracha Kan La'achar Bracha. Right, before you make a bracha, the world belongs to Hashem. But after you make a bracha, it's as if Hashem gave you that food to eat. Am Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, kol anenim in olam hazeh b'lo bracha kilu gozo l'kosh baruch hu knesses Yisrael. It's as if you've stolen from Hashem and from Am Yisrael, even. Okay. Shneimer, the pasuk says, gozo l'avivi imo v'omer ein pesha chaver hu l'ish mashchis. Right, he steals from his mother and his father. He says there is no sin here. He's a friend for people. He's a friend of people who destroy. The Gemara darshins out. In Avi Velakosh Baruch Hu. Right, our father is Kosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar Halo Hu Avicha Konecha. Imo, his mother. Right, we said we steal from your father and your mother. So your father is a reference to Kosh Baruch Hu. Your mother is a reference to Knesset Yisrael. Shnemar Shema Bnei Musar Avicha Veltitosh Torah Sinecha. Right, so that's a reference to Am Yisrael. So my chover who laish maschis. What does it mean that you're a friend of people who a person who destroys? Amar Chinei Bar Papa, chover who laYeravam Benavat. You're a friend of Yeravam, evil king who caused Am Yisrael to sin. Right? Sheheshchis says Yisrael Leviim Shevashamayim who destroyed the relationship between Hashem and their father in heaven. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Rami Ksiv, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa compared the following two psukim and said and pointed out the contradiction. V'lakachti degani v'ito, I will take my grain. V'kasa v'asafta deganecha, and it says you will collect your grain. Ma Talmud Omer, what does that come to teach me? L'fi shenemar lo yomush sefer Torah zemi picha. What is that? Those psukim teaching me? Oh, sorry, no, I skipped a little bit. Lo kasha, that's not a contradiction. Kan bezman she Yisrael osin ritzono shalmakom. Kan bezman she ein Yisrael osin ritzono shalmakom. Right? When is the grain ours? That's when we're following the Torah, keeping the mitzvot. But when we're not, so then Hashem kilu takes back his grain and he says that he owns it. Tanu rabbana, we learned in a brisa of yasafta deganecha. You have to gather in your grain. Ma talmud lomar, what does that come to teach me? The fish shenemar, because the pasuk already says that lo yomush sefer Torah zemi picha. The pasuk says the Torah should never leave your lips. Yochol dvarim kichsavam. You might have thought that's literal, that you can never stop learning, right? Rashi writes, shalo yasur b'derech eretz. You shouldn't go out and make a parnasa, right? Etc., etc. You have to always be learning. So Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk teaches me, v'asafta deganecha. No. You need to go get your grain. This is how the world was set up. Hanheg bahen minhag derech eretz. You have to interact with the world, right? With the way of the land. You have to make a parnasa. You have to go out into the fields and gather your grain. It doesn't just show up magically. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Rabbi Yishmael says. Rabbi Shimon Yochai says differently. It's a pretty well known Gemara. Definitely recounted a lot during Lag BaOmer time. Homer Efshal Adam Choresh Bishas Charisha Mizoreh Bishas Zriya Kotzer Bishas Katzira Dash Bishas Disha Zoreh Bishas Haruach. If a person goes out and does all the work in his field, all those things, planting, plowing, etc., reaping, all that stuff, Torah Matehela. When is a good person going to have time to learn Torah? Ella says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Bisman Shi Yisrael, Osir Rishon, Shal Makom, when Bnei Yisrael are doing what the right thing, Malachta Nasis Al Yidei Acherim. Their malacha will be done via other people. Other people will make them money. Shinemar, as Pasuk says, Vamdu Zarim Vera'utzon Echem, and strangers will come and they will watch your sheep. They will be your shepherds. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, don't worry. Have emunah, Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of you. Other people will do your work.
But if it's man she'in Yisrael osin ritzon Rosh Hamakom, but when Bnei Yisrael are not doing the right thing, malachta nasasai de'atzman, they're going to have to do their own work. Shneimar ve'asavta de'ganacha. Pasuk says, right, you're going to have to do your own work if you're not doing what Hashem wants. So you'll have to do your own work. V'lo od ela shemalecha zacherim nasasai yodan. Not only will you have your own work to do, you'll have other people's work to do. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, ve'avatazai vecha, you will serve your enemies. Amar Abaye says, again, so what's the appropriate approach? So Abaye says, Harbei Asuk Rabbi Yishmael ve'olsa b'yodan. A lot of people did like Rabbi Yishmael, who said that you have to go make a parnasa and you can learn a little bit when you're not working, and that worked out for them. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, a lot of people did like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ve'lo olsa b'yodan, and it didn't work out for them. Meaning, again, not that, but notice what Abaye says. He doesn't pask in one way or another. He just says, for the majority of people, it's better to go out and make a parnasa and learn a little bit on the side. And for the majority of people, it's not great to do like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, just sit and learn all day and hope that your parnasa gets taken care of. Implying that there are some who should do A, and there are some who should do B. It's not a straight up psak like, in Hashkafa. But a lot of people did like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and it didn't work out. And a lot of people did like Rabbi Yishmael, and it did work out. Well, okay, that means that you're a chidim, that you can go both ways. Okay. That can go either way, not both ways. Amar le Rava le Rabbanan. And just to explain how, Rava took this principle of Rabbi Yishmael and kind of taught it to his Talmidim, Bimtusa mean I could do me a favor. Biyomi Nisan uviyomi Tishrei, during in Nisan and in Tishrei, in the planting season and in the reaping season, Lotus Chazum Kamai, I don't want to see your face. Don't come in, I don't want to see you. Kihechi de lo titridu bimizunaihu kolashasa. If you don't do the work in Tishrei and in Nisan, so you're going to end up having to do more work all year. Take Nisan off, take Tishrei off, go do your work in the fields, go reap, go plow, whatever you have to do. I'm not even sure what the schedule is. But basically, make sure you take care of your Parnassus situation in Nisan and in Tishrei. It's funny because now the yeshivas are basically off Tishrei and Nisan, right? Pretty much all of Nisan and all of Tishrei, the yeshivas are off. I don't know if it's based on this Gemara, and the Bachrim are definitely not going out and making Parnassa. But anyway, don't see my face, Tishrei and Nisan, because I want you to make sure that you're free the rest of the year to come and learn. Am Rabbi Bar Yochanan, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Eloi. Bo Rei Shalok Doros HaRishonim Doros HaAchronim. Check out how the first generations are not like the current generations. Doros HaRishonim, the first generations back in the day, Asu Torah San Keva U'malachtan Arai, they made their Torah permanent and their work Arai, which is not permanent, meaning the focus was on their Torah and not on their malacha, and Zuvuzum is kind of biyodam, and they were makayim both of them. Both of them, they were able to fulfill both. They got their Torah, they got their parnasa, they were good. Doras ha'achronim, but the later generations, shashu malachton kevav the Torah san arai, that they made their malacha the primary focus and not their Torah. Zuvuzum alone is kind of biyodam, and they didn't get either of them. Their malacha did, their parnasa didn't work out so good. Their Torah didn't stay in their heads, wasn't so great. Check it out again. The older generations are not like the current generations. Doris Harishonim, Ayu Machnisim Perusim Derech Traksimon, Kede Lechaiva Bemeiser. We know that the halacha is that when you bring fruit into your house, so fruit is only chayiv and trumas and maaser when it's roa pnei abayis, when you bring it into the house. If you go into the field and you just eat fruit in the field, you don't have to take trumas and maaser. So back in the day, they would bring in their fruit and their maaser through the front door, through the front gate, to make sure that the fruit were chayiv and maaser because they want to be mekayim the mitzvah. But doros ha'achronim, but the later generations, nowadays, machnisim perusim derech gagos, derech chaseros, derech karfepios. They bring the fruit through the roof, through the chotzer, through the kind of the karpef, which is like the back of the way around. I forget how it actually translates. Maybe like the footstool or like the back door, basically. Kadesh lepatra min ha'maaser. Basically, if you bring the fruit through all those ways, there's a way to work around there. What is it translated?
Courtyard.
Okay. Basically,
storage yards.
So they bring it through the storage houses, and basically, there's a way to get around the chiyuv meiser if you kind of bring it in the back door or leave it in the storage houses. So basically, nowadays people skirt the system and they don't have to bring chumas and meisers. Damar Rabbi Yane, because Rabbi Yane explained, "Ina tevel mechayiv meiser ad sheira pnei abayis." Right, the tevel, the untithed grain, is only chayiv meiser when it's brought through the face of the front of the house. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Biarti akodesh min abayis." Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu chotzer kovas, even if you bring it into a permanent chotzer that's right in front of your heart, your front yard, which is permanent, that never moves, right? You live there, you do things there. Shemar be'achlu b'sharecha v'saveu, because you eat, and the pasuk says, you eat in your courtyards, and you're satiated. So that would also create a chi of meiser. But see how back in the day, right, we used to go out of our way to the mitzvos, and nowadays we just kind of skirt and follow every loophole. Right, big time mussar, yeah? We skirt follow every loophole and try and get ourselves out of doing mitzvahs. Okay, we said chutz min ayayin, just to get down to the two dots. Chutz min ayayin, we say agafanana, wine, and we don't say ha'etz. Maishna yayin, what's the difference between, what's wine? Why is it so special? Ilei ma mishum dishtani iluya ishtani lebracha, if you tell me, because it's changed to become a better state, therefore we change the bracha. So I'll ask you a question. Hare shemen, oil also, dishtani iluya, but ishtani lebracha. Right, you change shemen, you take olives, you crush them, you create wine, but you don't make a different bracha on oil. Sorry, you take olives and make oil, but you don't change the bracha. Unbelievable. If you would drink wine, oil, you would make ha'etz. So Amri, so what's the reason we make a different bracha on wine? Hasam mishum delo efshar. Because it's impossible to make a better bracha on the oil. Hey, Nevarich, what would you say? Nevarich Bori Priya Zayis? We're going to say Bori Priya Zayis? Pira Gufa Zayis. The fruit itself is Zayis. Zayis Ikri. The fruit itself is called Zayis. Nevarich Alea Bori Priya Eight Zayis? What are you going to make a bracha Bori Priya Eight Zayis? Oh, so the Gemara says, well, actually, you could actually change the bracha. You could say, change it from Bori Priya Zayis to Bori Priya Eight Zayis. So that's not a good answer. Ella Amar Marzutra. Marzutra says, no. What's the difference between wine and everything else and oil? Chamra zayin, wine sustains a person, but mishcha lo zayin, but oil does not. Gemara says, wait a second, the mishcha lo zayin, doesn't sustain a person, you can't drink oil, that doesn't give you any physical benefit. That's not what the mishnah hanodir min amazon, someone who makes a neder not to eat food, something that sustains a person. So what is he allowed to eat? So mutar b'mayim v'melach, he's able to drink only water and eat salt. We understood ikri mazon, right? Water and salt is not called something that sustains. Hakol mili ikri mazon. So everything is considered. Everything else, right, is considered. Therefore, mazon. So name it David Tzuyuf to the Rav Shmuel. The Amri in Mavarchem Barim Minim Zonos Ela Hey Minim Dovan. Apparently, that's a stira. That's a Tzuyuf to the Rav Shmuel who say that you only make a mazonos on the five minim. Vam Rabbi Huna, Rav Huna says, but Omer Kol Azan Alai, Alma Mishka Zayin. So Rav Huna over there explained that no, the Shvua is the Kol Hazan Alai. Anything that satiates, then I make a what's it called? I'll make a nether and I can't have. Alma Mishka Zayin. Apparently, what do you see from over there? That oil does sustain. Oil does give you nourishment, and it's only water and salt that don't give you any nourishment whatsoever. Ella, rather, chamras. What's the difference? Therefore, we're back at the same question. Why do we make an extra bracha on wine and not an extra bracha on oil? Because chamras sayid mishcha lo sayid. Because wine satiates, makes you feel full. Mishcha and oil does not. For chamra bisayid, does wine really make you feel full? Rava have a shasli chamra kol mali yom de pischa. Rava used to drink wine all Erev Pesach, so that his heart would be kind of drawn after, he would be starving, and he'd eat more matzah. So you see that wine doesn't make you satiated, it does the exact opposite, it makes you starving. So the Gemara says, you're right, tuva garir, if you drink a lot, so that makes you hungry, but purta sayid, but a little bit of wine, that will satiate you. We say, cloud, this wine really, 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 at all, really satiates you whatsoever? But the Aksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yayin l'samach, yisamach l'vav enosh, v'lechem l'vav enosh yisad. Wine makes the hearts of men happy, but bread causes them to be full. Nema, bread, who decided? Bread is what makes a person, satiates a person, but chamra lo sayid, but wine does not satiate a person. So the Gemara says, right, you're right. We have to find a different difference between wine and oil. Elachamra ispeitarti. Really, wine has both of them. Soid umisameach. Makes you happy, and it makes you full. Nema, but bread, misayid soid, makes you full, but smuchi lo misameach doesn't make you happy. Doesn't make you give you that extra simcha. So if wine is so special, the Gemara asks, Yehochi nevarech alei shalosh brachos. Why don't we bench after drinking wine? The Gemara says, "Lo kovei inchi sudu sayhu aluya." They don't make a suda. No one is kovei a suda on wine. So therefore, you don't say berkas amazon. That's for a kviyas suda. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak LeRava, he kovei aluya sudas amai. Let's say you do. Let's say a person sits down and says, "You know what? I'm going to just pound some wine. I'm going to make a suda out of wine." So Amalei, so he says, he said to him, like a little tongue in cheek, "Okay, fine. The kishyavu elio v'yomer, you have a kviyasa." Right, if Elio Anavi comes and says that drinking wine is considered a kvius, is considered a permanent meal, so fine. But hashta, but now no, mia butla, hashta mia butla daito etzel kol adam. A person like that is out of his mind. Most people, the majority, 99% of people, don't sit down to a suda of wine, and his das is batel, and therefore we don't say berkos hamasa. Okay, Rabosa, have a great Shabbos. It's been a tremendous schus. See you guys. Adios.